That doesn't go there. Oh, hi. Just one moment. Come on. Back you go. Let's get this on auto sort. And there. That should take care of the new socks. Hi there, sweetie. How can I help you? Oh, did you forget something the other day? You know, like your scarf? Oh. Wait, did you finish that one already? Well, I know you're a voracious reader, but you must have really liked it. Oh yeah? I love those kinds of characters. No, you're not interrupting anything. You could tell me more about it. I've actually been eyeing that one a while, so any input would be great. Oh sure, I'm familiar with his works. You'd say it's pretty similar, huh? Okay, I know a series that'll be a lot of fun to follow this. Unless you're already booked for this afternoon. Awesome. Come with me. I'll show you. Stay close behind, and watch out for flying books. I know it's somewhere around here. Ah, here we are. Oops. Looks like I dropped my pen. Oh. I better bend down. Carefully. And slowly. In this super short skirt. I got it. Oh, you weren't looking. Nothing! I thought I had broke it for a sec. So, this book is all the way up there. I could reach it, but I need a boost. Maybe you could grab me tightly by the waist and lift me up there? Yeah, I guess I could use magic to get it down too. Of course, coming right down. Oh no! Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit you in the face like that, I swear. Are you okay? You are? Let me see. I just want to make sure. Nothing seems to be broken. You're sure you're okay? Thank goodness it was a soft cover. Listen, I'm sorry. I should have taken the hint that you're not interested. Usually I'm so good at reading in between the lines, but... Wait, what? No, not about the book. Don't tease me. You can't be serious. You really have no idea what I'm talking about? Oh, this is so embarrassing. This entire time we've been back here in the stacks, I've been trying to get your attention. Trying to get you to notice me in the way that I notice you. Of course I notice you. I like seeing you when you walk into my shop. I like it when you get excited and talk about your favorite books. I like your smile. It's just the best. And I really tried to be obvious about it. What do I mean? The way I talk to you, bending over, wanting you to lift me by my waist? I thought I had practically spelled it out for you. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I'm sorry for all of this. I get it. You're not interested, and that's fine. I just should have picked up on it earlier. What? You are interested? Really? That's great. Oh, don't apologize for not noticing. Trust me, you have nothing to apologize for. Maybe I should have been more direct with what I wanted. Did I just embarrass you a little bit? You're so adorable when you're shy. Wait a minute. I think I know what's going on here. You want me to take charge, don't you? To have complete control. That's it, isn't it? Judging by your reaction, I'd say definitely so. Hey, it's okay. I'm not judging. In fact, I'm pretty excited to try. I mean, I think I know what to do. Yeah, I know exactly what to do, so you know just what my intentions are. I think I'll start by pinning you against this bookcase and kissing you the way I've always wanted to. How's that? Are you starting to get a clue? Good. Would it help if I hook my leg around your waist and grind against you? So you can start to feel how much I want you, how much I've wanted you. Or maybe I need to be a little more forceful. I'm just gonna use my magic to hold you in a different position. Oh, don't worry. My magic won't hurt you. Think of it as my arms, holding you warm and safe, guiding you to where I need you. Just relax. Good boy. That's it. Right on your back. Now I can straddle you properly. You can see how short my skirt is now, right? Especially when I'm on top of you like this. I'm sure you can also see that my panties are soaked through. That's how much you turn me on. I know you can feel them, 'cause I can feel your throbbing cock against me. If I could just show you my admiration by admiring your cock with my mouth. Let's get these pants off, shall we? Oh, you're fucking gorgeous. You know that? I can't wait to taste you. I just wanna lick the tip. So good. I want more. Let me just run my tongue along your shaft. Try not to make too much noise, dear. Just in case a customer comes in. Oh, I know you can, my good boy. Oh, now, I can't forget these balls here. They need my affection, too. I love the way they feel in my mouth. Your cock is twitching. Seeing it makes me want to take it deep in my throat. You're getting so close. I can tell. Just keep giving me those sweet little whimpers. Come for me. Come. You came so much for me. Oh, you tasted even better than I imagined. I think the only way left to get my feelings across is by coming on your cock. All I need to do is push these panties to the side and slide you in. Oh, almost got really loud there. I better be careful. And start off really slow, taking you all the way in, and then almost all the way out. You feel amazing. It's gonna be so hard to be quiet. It's almost impossible when you buck up your hips like that. Oh, let's see how quiet you can stay when I clench around you. Oh, you're squirming so much. You're so adorable. Come here. Oh, I think I'm ready to go a little faster. Are you ready, my dear? Yeah? Okay, cutie. Just hold on to me. Favor, sweetie. Reach under my shirt and grab my tits. Yes, squeeze them just like that. Oh, I'm so sensitive. You know what I want to do, my good boy? I want to mark you. That way you'll know, and everyone else will know, just who you belong to. I'm gonna mark you right on the top of your shoulder. You're so mine. Mm-hmm. bucking up into me so hard. You really liked that, didn't you? I'm getting so close. Are you? Okay, good. When I come, I want you to give me everything. Every last drop of cum in your balls belongs to me. Yes, it's all mine. I've made that very clear. So, give it to me and come for me. Oh, yes, come with me. Come. That's a good boy. I feel you overflowing me. Shh. Let's just rest here a few minutes. I'll hold you in my arms and in my magic. I'm glad I could finally get my point across to you. So what do you say if I close the shop early and we go grab hot cocoa at the cafe? Yeah, that does sound nice, doesn't it? Oh, that reminds me. You forgot your scarf the last time you were here. Yeah, you totally did. But don't you worry. I won't let you forget it again. Just hold on to me, cutie.